And now, live from Pod Cabin in Burbank, California, it's the Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend show.
Tonight,
Allison welcomes a guest. She's a producer who has sought contentment by getting off social media and moving to a ranch community. Now she spends her days desperately trying to get likes from horses. It's Renee Colbert. Tone Zone is here to tell everyone to improve your behavior or he'll take the sun away again. I'm her husband, Daniel, saying hop on board the love bus and say hello to your new best friend, Allison Rosen.
Allison Rosen, Allison Rosen is your new best friend. Allison, Allison, we'll have the good times never end. Allison Rosen, doing the wavy pencil pants again. Allison Rosen, Allison's your new best friend.
Hello, my little show coupon. Welcome to another exciting episode of Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend. That particular Japanese carbohydrate was sent in by Pamela Yama on Patreon. And it is Japanese milk bread. And I felt like I said it wrong, so I'm going to do it again because she did offer the phonetic spelling. Show coupon.
You it said it the same way the second time.
Well, but I would, but
just to make sure, you want to double down on
no,
it.
Say, yeah. Oh, you'll try again. Show coupon.
It sounded Frenchified the first time I did it. Like, it sounded like, oh, chocolat.
Chocoupon.
Anyway, she said it's yummy. It's fun to say. And you know what else is fun? Signing up for my Patreon and
Patreon
of that community. Renee just nodded like, oh, yeah, that's how it's done. Yeah, Renee, I didn't start doing this yesterday. Patreon.com/AllisonRosen.
You wouldn't know it.
That's because you know what? I like to keep a bit of freshness and newness.
No one likes
and
someone
greenness.
Who's too polished.
Thank you.
No, it yeah, reads as insincere.
And
my fumbling. Hey, you know what? I watched a little like montage of actors auditioning for. I did just learn to speak though. Auditioning. Yeah. Everything's going slow in my brain. It's like molasses up here.
You podcast. The secret to your success is you're just good enough that everyone thinks they could do it too.
Thank you. I make it look easy. But oh my god,
the actors.
Actors auditioning for The Outsiders. And
oh, yeah.
Diane Lane, who played Cherry Valance, who I love her to death. She when she slates, she's like Diane Lane. And it was just so, like she corrected herself. It was the most endearing thing. And you know who else is endearing like that? I think I am.
Yes, correct.
It's true.
Yes,
it's true.
You just want to hug me like, oh, look, she's struggling.
Yes.
Yeah, like
she
a make-a-wish kind of kid. You're like a make-a-wish kid.
Jesus Christ, Daniel.
It's not like that at all. But the second take does need to be louder, and you nailed that. I think that's what Diane Lane did. I think that's what you did.
Yeah, Chocoupon.
Louder the second take.
Thanks, Daniel. Girl.
You make people
Thank
feel.
You.
You make people feel empathy for you.
Wendy's
in here.
She didn't. Wendy didn't appreciate the level of mockery that I am receiving. Anyway, Patreon is a fun place. There's episodes of the Friend Zone, my Patreon podcast. There's a level where you can text me. You can submit carbohydrates. I mean, it's all there. You can weigh in on polls on such enlightening topics as do you like when, you know what? I'm going to get to that later because there's a reason that I brought it up in a poll. It's patreon.com/AllisonRosen. Go for an annual subscription and get 2 months free.
That's a good deal. It is a good deal.
And also, while I have you all, I would like to say if you're enjoying the show or even if you're not, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It truly helps out. And we read your reviews on the show. Not all of them on the show, but all of them are read by moi, the Diane Lane of podcasting. Okay, I'd like to say hello to my guests, Renee Colbert. It has been far too long.
I'm so happy to be here.
Even know how long it's been. It feels like a long time.
She was here, I think, the first show after the first Peter Madrigal episode.
So a year ago.
That seemed right. They weren't being great about your attendance at an event, I think is the last time I was here in person. Does that sound right? There was some sort of wrestling event. There was a parking kerfuffle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
You know what?
Yes.
Over a year ago.
Let's get into that. But first, let's remove a parking menace.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, Daniel, you get out.
I understand, Miss Girl.
Okay. Just a quick bark.
All right.
She's right. I like how much she defends you. She's just
yes,
like,
I know.
Not talk shit about you, and you will not say
it's
that.
It's funny
the best.
Because she's really more all about Daniel than I am. But I like that she has her boundaries.
Okay.
Yeah, like but that. Every night, where does Tugboat sleep?
Oh, well, immediately in my bed at the pillow, and then I sleep at the foot of the bed. We've got a real dynamic going.
As long as it as long as it works for you, you have a family bed.
Yes.
Wait, is that actually true?
You know, it doesn't start that way, but every morning it does end up that way, and I am curious how we get there.
Wait, how does that happen?
I don't know, but his head's on the pillow, and I am at the bottom of the bed on a pretty frequent basis. How are we doing that, guys?
Are you taking up like less and less space,
I
or
think
are you? So. Just...
I think because he likes to. His big thing is he likes to prop his feet on you. Uh-huh. And so I think in an effort, because I like that too. I think it's hilarious. So I think in an effort to get close, we just sort of like 180 around,
right.
And then
that's
and then,
so cute.
Yeah, well, thanks. And then I do wake up and go, huh. But I think it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. He can be in charge. We're talking about how sleep arrangements go with dogs. Daniel was back. Yes. And Tugboat and I always start at my pillow at the top of the bed, and then I end up at the foot of bed.
With Tugboat at the top.
Oh, okay.
Pretty regular.
It's like a clock. Yeah. So if someone went in there and they'd know what time it was.
We should get a camera going to see exactly how that happens. Yeah.
Tony, does Bentley sleep in your bed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When where does he sleep in the bed?
He loves to just be right in the middle of us. He starts off, I always make him start off on the side of me, but then after a while he can move to the middle. And that's just where, that's his favorite place in the world, is right between us, touching us both.
Under the covers?
No.
Okay.
He's usually on top. But yeah. He also insists, this is whether it's in the bed or on the couch or if he's sitting or standing, he has to put his butt toward our faces. And it's like I will turn him and he'll just come right back. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's like, that's way too close to the face and I got to push him down the bed because he does a lot of...
tooting?
Oh, yeah.
He did a bit of a
toot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Wendy crawled... Like last night, she didn't come to bed immediately when Daniel and I went to bed, which is unusual for her. She just found a very comfortable spot on the couch.
Okay.
But it's like, what's happening?
Yeah, it was weird.
But then... We did hear her come in, and she crawls right at the bed, and then she goes right to Daniel's pillow above his head, and it's so sweet. And I'm jealous sometimes, except she licks the hell out of his face.
What she'll do now is she'll like lick my forehead for a while, try to get to the ear. I usually have to cover the ear because I hate that.
Yeah,
and then after a minute, she'll move to the middle. So she used to sleep right there, but I feel like lately she's I don't know why.
Branching out. She's changing. Yeah. She's branching out. Yeah. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
You sure can.
Anyway, yes, when you were on RJ City, it was a whole thing because I was late to the wrestling show.
Right.
And it was
months
long. Speaking of RJ, actually, he had a message for... So I was a guest on Nug Nargain's podcast, and that is his friend, called $1 Words. And he had a message for me, which was that RJ says hi to Daniel.
Oh, he's
that
so sweet.
Rude guy. And then I also was a guest on Pop Culture Moms with Sabrina and Andy, who are just on my show. So I don't know when these air. Soon, hopefully. Check out both of them. $1 Words has an interesting premise. Each guest, it's a gate talk show. No. Yes. Competitive. It's a competitive
like a
interview.
Show.
Yes. Competitive each guest interview. Secretly receives 5 words. And then you're supposed to try to get the other person to say it in the course of a conversation.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. How do they let the audience in on this?
So, excuse me. He like mutes everything. It's not. Mm-hmm. So I did it over Zoom. If it was in person, I don't know how they do it.
Okay.
But he mutes everything. And so then I read my words to the audience, and then he reads his words, or we could do it at the same time, and then through the magic of editing, it's
that's
sort of
fun.
Staggered. Okay. But yeah, and I wish I could share the results, except I don't want to spoil it.
Okay,
but it's an interesting idea.
But it went well.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
I like the idea of a competitive interview.
Yeah,
it's just whoever does the better is a better interviewee.
Yeah,
you know, so it. encourages people to be tell more raw stories, yeah, to be more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And it takes out the mystery, because often when I talk to people, I'm just like, are you paying attention to this conversation, yeah, that I'm currently engaged with? And it just assumes, like, absolutely not. I'm, yeah, working on getting you to say this, yeah, word. It's nice. And I was like, this, right, is,
I mean, there was like a long, at the end, you sort of debrief about it. And that's when funny stuff, like, there was a long tangent about public transportation, okay, because I was trying to get him to say the word transportation. So I kept like driving it to like, when you travel, like, do you end up taking buses or something? And it's like, I mean, we talked a lot about public transportation without, yeah, using, he would never use the word though. But it's like, yeah, that's why we had that boring tangent about how you travel in other cities, because I don't care.
Say it. Yeah, okay. Sometimes, oh, I can't wait for this. $1 words? That's what's coming.
Sometimes if you say the opposite, it'll, like if you said cisportation.
Oh, my God. I mean? If he could have corrected me.
That's true. Yeah. That'd be really good.
He might have said it.
I just got that. Yeah, yeah. No, that's a good idea. No, but that is a good idea, because I was I've been trying to think of like, what is the strategy here? Because if you do that thing where you feign,
like you can't think of the word,
yeah,
or something.
Yes, then, yeah, he's, because he does this all the time. So he knows exactly, and he'll, yeah, like fuck with you where he'll, like if you're trying to get him to say pasta, let's say, he'll be like, oh yes, noodles. So anyway, and I've been trying to figure out what is the best way to get someone to say something. Oh, and it might just be to say it wrong.
Yeah.
Because everyone needs to correct people.
Have to, yeah, do a little correction. I like that.
Anyway, hello, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks. Just because it was asked for, I need to prove that it happened.
Uh-oh. Bring back the beans.
Oh, boy.
Did I say to make a drop of that?
You did. This all paid off.
It was compelling and dynamic. Daniel?
Because I had the thought, too, of like, this is never going to get used, so I better use it today.
Yeah.
And then you didn't even remember.
So funny.
Daniel had a segment, has/had a segment called Daniel's Cool Beans.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Remember? Yeah. And Tony made an amazing jingle, and Daniel reviewed beans. And then he just, as an artist, yeah, he grew apart from it, I guess. Yeah. Even though I feel like he ate beans kind of recently.
Yes, it's one thing to eat beans. It's another thing to write about
them. Celebrate them. On, yeah.
It was your idea.
Okay.
No. I did one as a goof, and then you were like, yes, more, please. The last one I did, I believe I had AI write it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, there you go.
It was still entertaining.
Does AI have its thumb on the pulse of beans?
It actually, I said, write it, you know, make it funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little sassy. There's a little sass in there.
Yeah, puns.
Okay. Fart jokes.
Great.
You know.
Great.
They have on eBay now, you can have AI write the description for you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's weird. Like, sometimes it's really good, and a lot of times it's like, why did you throw that in there? It's all over the place. Huh. So you need to make sure you read it before you post. Yeah.
Is this, yes, what are you selling on eBay? Are these your wrestling cards?
Yeah, I've been selling them.
Please tell us about the wrestling cards.
Oh, man. Well, much like my love of wrestling when I was a kid, loved it, and I used to collect a lot of cards. Not so much wrestling cards when I was a kid, but like baseball and football cards and stuff. And then just with getting back into wrestling, I like saw some cards and I was like, you know what? I'm going to check these out. And then it like just slowly built. And I was like, this is kind of fun, because they put all these like, you can get like autograph cards in packs and stuff and get really rare ones. And it's just, it's fun because you get the rare one and it's exciting. And then it's just kind of turned into like, it's almost like another job for me now, because I'm just buying a bunch and I'm like selling most of what I'm getting, honestly. And
you're having AI write your descriptions.
A lot of the time.
Wait,
yeah.
Now why are you selling them?
Just because sometimes I don't care. And like sometimes it's like, oh man, I could, like I've sold, like last week I sold two cards for $200 each.
Oh my God.
What?
So that's why I'm like, that's why I sell a lot of them. They're not all like that, obviously.
You're like a day trader of wrestling cards.
Yeah. I had some friends that were into it, and they were kind of like helping me out to like learn all the, you know, little tricks and like the deals and everything. And I don't know. I just got like really hooked on it. And Flo is really, she likes opening them with me. And,
do you buy a lot of them? And I don't mean like a space L O. No, I guess it's spelled both ways. I don't mean do you purchase many of them. I mean like, do you buy like a lot, meaning like you don't know exactly the cards you're going to get? You just like, okay.
Yeah,
and
I buy like boxes of unopened packs.
Interesting.
When I was in elementary school, I would buy a box of baseball cards, and then I would carefully open them all, go through them, and pick out all of the cards I needed, and then I would repackage them, and I would reseal them,
wow.
and I would
what?
Sell them at school.
Oh, wow. Wait, what did you, how, first of all, how have I been married to you for 10 years and I never knew this? Second of all,
a good
yeah. how did you yeah. seal
this
them?
This is good.
I don't know. There were wax back in the day. It was like a wax paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Oh, and so there was, you could get a little wax in an iron and you could just sort of like seal it, reseal
now,
it.
Did you have to put the gum back in?
Yeah.
But
yeah
I didn't. That's the tough part. I wouldn't be able to put
well,
that gum.
I feel like the gum was substandard.
It was always rock hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still, that's not the point. That's, I don't know if it's worth it if you got
to. I mean, you get a stick of gum.
Okay.
You know? Okay. So that you
he had his eye on the prize.
Certainly. Okay.
You know, you had to like get the sets that you wanted, and there were certain, you know, okay. and then you just give all the trash, you sell it to the kids
you
in
get,
school.
You get caught? Anybody count those
no,
cards?
No. I don't. They didn't. How could they know? They were just, they all had bad luck with my cards.
Don't they come with a certain number, though, of cards?
Well, yeah. So you'd like end up
stick
with
other
fewer
shitty ones
decks. That
oh,
I could sell.
I see.
Right?
Okay, so
you'd
you
like stuff
sure
it was
that
shitty
the count
cards.
Was the same.
Yeah, they would get the okay. count would be the same. They
but
would
you
just
put
get
a few
the,
old maids in yeah. there.
Tony, are you flipping them basically? Like buying and then selling pretty quickly?
Yeah,
for
kind
a profit?
Of. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Are you?
It's working out all right. It's a slipper.
The unboxing.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had people like being like, you got to do that because yeah. then it'd be yeah. like you can, you know, put it on YouTube, get ad money from mm-hmm. that, and that just contributes to buying more. And
who's saying this to you?
Some other collectors that I know. And I did one just to try it, and like it just, I don't really like doing video, mm-hmm. even though I'm not even in it, it's just my hands and the thing. But I don't know. I don't like doing that. And plus, Flo
Tony,
and I like
no
to do it.
No one likes doing video. You just have to.
You just got to do it.
But it's like, it's kind of become like a like fun thing that Flo and I do together. Aww. And I would rather just, I have more fun doing it that way.
Aww.
I feel and like so, all of my TikTok live is always people undoing cards.
Yeah. It's
why does it think
thing.
I want to watch that?
I didn't know. Do you have the thing that you put around your neck and your phone just lands there and then it can just film that way? Maybe you just need a device.
No, I did. I used a little like car phone mount and just stuck it to the table and
no, there's a whole thing you put around.
What's
your
like
neck?
The card that brings in the most money?
I mean,
or
usually
some.
Usually it's autographs. Mm. The autograph cards are usually the ones that go. But every now and then there's some that are like just really rare, and they some of them are like serial number too, and sometimes. Like the autographed ones that I sold for $200 each were not only autographed, but they were both one of 10. Like only 10
oh,
of them
wow.
exist at all.
Oh, boy.
So
oh,
like wow. some, and some of them are, there's even one of ones sometimes. So
any wrestlers that I would have heard of?
Yeah. I mean, it's I just do AEW. So.
Right.
Anyways, yeah.
What's the most valuable one that you own?
I don't know. I mean, those ones I sold for $200 last week were that's the most I've sold any for, and I sold them 2 days in a row.
Which wrestlers were they?
Hook and Hikaru Shida.
Oh, did we see Hikaru Shida?
I think so.
I think she was there. Yeah.
Is there an RJ card?
No, but I asked. Actually, I don't know if I can say that, but no,
there should be.
There may be one on the horizon, but there isn't
who's
currently.
Who's to say, really?
No one knows.
And what about Ring of Honor? Yeah, do they have cards? I want an adult card.
They don't, but I wouldn't be surprised if they end up doing there. Maybe they kind of, because they're so like
intertwined.
Yeah.
Do you have to hit a certain limit level to get a card? How do you get a card? If
yeah,
you're
can
a wrestler?
Can we get cards?
Yeah. Have you seen me in the deck? Am I in the deck? No,
I haven't
not yet.
Maybe you're okay. Maybe you're one of
how much
one
am
of
I
ones.
Going for these days?
I don't know. That's a good question because there are some that they make. You're like, they should have just not made this one because some listen. That's the bummer.
Oh, that's what you think our cards would be like? do you see how he just
unforgivable?
Insulted
yeah.
us.
Frankly,
but those are the
we
ones
we only just found out we have cards
thank
and
you.
Now we're not worth anything.
You know where I couldn't sell them for much.
All right,
those are always the most common too.
Yeah,
yeah.
The ones where it's like, why did they do this one?
I know. Yeah, exactly. Sure. And then that's what the real bummer is when you like are open and then you see like, ooh, this is like one of the rare ones, and then you like. Because you see like the edge and you see a different color and you're like, oh, this is going to be good. And then you see it's like, oh, it's a referee.
Oh, wow. This guy's doing concessions, man. Yeah.
These are questions to determine what level of sterile nerdistry you're practicing. Do you wash your hands before you touch the cards?
I mean,
white
only if I was like doing something that where my hands were gross, but like normally I try to keep myself clean.
Because you wash your hands every fourth day? What's your policy? What are we doing?
Yeah, usually like once a year.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, the annual washing of the hands. You should do that on video.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Now we're talking.
And then also, like, will you, like, have a snack while you're looking at cards? Are you worried about a drink near the cards?
I'll usually at least kind of keep a drink nearby. But we usually will enjoy a beverage while we're opening them.
You're not worried about the beverage falling
on
the cards?
Yeah, we'll try to, like, maybe have a keep it far away. Enough.
You put them in sippy cups. Just make sure. Little tumblers.
This is a Just Me or Everyone, but I have another Just Me or Everyone, so we don't need to play the song yet. When I was a kid, when we were looking at photos, there was always this like, don't put any drinks on the table when you're looking at photos because they're so. Did everyone's family have this rule?
No.
Okay. I don't think so.
Guess not the drinks, but remember how they used to come in that envelope and like if you took the negatives out, they'd be like, you can't, what are you doing?
Right. I know.
We're not going to do anything with these.
Are we still hanging on to negatives? I mean, I still have them.
Yeah.
But why?
To what end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like at this point we could just scan the photo
you could
itself,
just scan the picture.
Right?
So I guess you could get a better print to scan if that's.
But how? Like who can process a negative?
Take it down to Fox Photo.
There are places.
Is that a tiny kiosk where you can also get keys made?
Did they make keys also?
Oh, I don't know. I just know that there were like photo mats that were in these little kiosks.
Well, yeah. Oh, do you not know Fox Photo?
No.
Oh, I thought they were everywhere. You can see one in Back to the Future that was filmed out here.
There are places you can send it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how good a quality is that negative at this point? Because it's not like I put it in a seal type Tupperware. Hang about arbitrarily in an envelope for 30 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
So maybe just
I don't know how they keep negatives. So it's a question that I'm not going to ever try to answer.
I need to just address something that's happening on my body right now.
Oh boy.
What's happening?
First of all, I'm wearing a hoodie that I feel like you probably saw it from a while ago. This is a hoodie. It's a distressed purple hoodie.
Yes.
That I've had for a long time. Daniel hates it.
Oh, Daniel.
He thinks I should throw it out. He doesn't understand.
It looks like a hoodie you've had since the mid-90s.
I used to have one exactly like that in pink, and I loved it.
Did you throw it out because someone got to you?
No, I wore out the nips.
Oh, okay.
Don't know how. But yeah.
They go nips first for my stuff,
I'm telling you.
Tits up?
Yeah.
No, nips first, honey.
Anyway. Daniel doesn't understand. It's intentionally distressed. Yeah. This is not a sign of how worn it is. It's just also very worn. However, I put on deodorant this morning, I think. Let's just check
is
a pit here.
Lucky brand? That's where I got my.
No, it's shirt. I don't know what it is, but it's not. It's from Nordstrom's.
Oh, okay.
Don't leave us hanging. Did you put deodorant on?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Sorry.
Hang on. Sorry. Okay. Right.
Yeah, I did. It's Shower Fresh.
Okay.
But it feels really like moist and dank under the pits. But I don't think I'm actually like it's
gross.
Kind of feel this one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot of sweat happening. I don't know what's happening.
Do you want to tuck a tish?
Yes. I'm going to tuck two tishes. I've never done that before.
It'll help. It'll make you feel
better.
You know
why? Because I don't normally have
a little bit of a
but I think it's this is not very comfortable.
That doesn't feel good.
Does it feel good to you?
I always feel better. Well, you know how to do it with paper towels, though. So maybe
this feels like I'm like my armpits are wearing thong shoes or something. You know, flip flops.
Yeah,
or thong underwear for that matter, which I also don't like the feeling of. I don't like things where my body naturally forks. I don't like a thing. Daniel looks like he wants to die.
Yes. I'm just thinking, like, at what point should I have bailed? Like, I just stayed too long.
On the show or the relationship?
Neither. You're thrilled to be here.
I mean, is there a difference?
Couldn't be happy.
Anyway.
Our relationship is a show. What?
Do you want to?
You know, my pits are fine.
Okay. Now I'm going to take a
whiff
really
of the
tissues.
I really rarely have pit problems.
Whiff of the tish?
Oh, my God. It's so Shower Fresh.
There
I'm telling
go.
You. Yeah.
It's a big
So it's just a sensation.
Yeah. You're clean give it as a good
Jesus Christ.
One of the grosser things I've seen you do on the show.
Just to be clear, so listeners, tuck a tish means the tissues under the armpits. You got that. And then Allison just took them out a lot
she
like Molly Shannon, just
yep.
the whatever.
Sniffed
SNL
it like she was huffing paint, like she was getting high from it.
Like I enjoyed it. They both smelled like deodorant.
I think you're good. Yeah.
So anyway, the point is, though, in the same way that I shared my IVF journey, I think I am duty bound to share my menopause journey a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
It's a booming industry. Let's get you in on that. You should do a podcast just dedicated to that.
I should.
Hey, because normalize getting old.
Yeah. So I am on hormone replacement therapy now because it seems suddenly my body decided we're done.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So on an estrogen patch, my doctor, I told, because I was having this crazy hot flashes, like so miserable. I was opening the refrigerator and sticking my face in. I was that kind of cliche.
Yeah.
And also night sweats before the hot flashes. So I have an estrogen patch. My doctor told me it's going to take like 2 weeks to a month to feel better. But it really, I would say on the second week, I could feel the effects.
There we go.
So because I have a uterus, you can't take unopposed estrogen because it raises your cancer risk. So if you have a uterus and you're on hormone replacement therapy, they give you progesterone to counter the effects of the estrogen, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so I do the estrogen patch. I change it twice a week, and then I take progesterone for 12 days of the month. I always thought progesterone was the thing that like gives you horrendous side effects like bloating and headaches and all this bad stuff, which I think it does. However, this estrogen, which I take at night, makes me feel like tired, very tired, and contented, though, which I didn't expect.
How about that?
Yeah. Okay. It was like a lot. It was like almost like a Xanax in the beginning.
Good stuff. All right.
Just a little bit too tired, but still. But anyway, I suspect all of this is what's giving me this pit sensation. That's where I was headed with all of this. Because I know that when I was pregnant, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Things they don't tell you.
They should. This is why we need you to talk about it more. Yeah, and so then we can be prepared.
Also, just real fast, I'm just going to throw this out there for anyone who's listening who might know the answer to this. Well, then, Daniel,
yes.
You have to answer.
Okay.
Okay, look.
Yes.
At some point, I will be having a hysterectomy.
Yes.
Endometriosis. Just not get using. It out. Just not doing anything for me anymore. But also because ovarian cancer runs in my family, the idea was always, because it runs in my family, the idea was always get that sucker out once you're done with it.
Yeah. Yep.
However, I've been reading. And women who have who keep their ovaries before 65 or something have a lower, they live longer than women who don't. So they believe that there was like a big study. And they believe that even if you're in menopause, your ovaries are still offering some kind of protective something or other.
Sure.
So ovarian cancer in my family,
yes.
Heart disease in my family, my dad and all his heart stuff. So I don't know which risk determine what I do, because a lot of women will just get the uterus out but leave an ovary. What do I do? So if you're listening and you know the answer, please weigh in. Which kind of expert tells me? Do I go to a genetic counselor? Do I go to a this? Do I go to a that? I just don't know.
And I would love just the practical. Who's yanking it out? Where do I go?
So my OB has offered to yank it out.
Can I get a ref?
I will tell you. Yeah, he's great. He's offered to get the sucker out.
Yes. Great.
However,
he uses a claw machine.
Yeah.
He's like, it's
and
sort
he drinks
of,
a lot.
It's a new. Okay.
All right.
You might get a teddy bear or you might get your uterus.
You might think you're getting a uterus and then at the last minute drops back into your abdominal cavity.
They got to have
And you got to stick
too.
A few more coins up the badge. But he does it laparoscopically.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But Allie Ward, all of our friend Allie Ward just had a hysterectomy. She has a whole episode about it.
Amazing.
And her doctor did something called V-notes, which is where it stands for something. It's where they go in through the vagina and take it out that way.
Okay.
And then the healing is much faster. But there's reasons that like doctors don't like to do it that way. And I suspect endometriosis is a contraindication for that or something. But hello, if I could experience this all without anyone cutting into my abdomen,
that'd be great.
Even the little laparoscopic doodads, that'd be better.
Just a reset.
So luckily I don't have, there's no huge rush. I can like shop around.
Sure.
But anyway, okay, let's move on to less
Okay. You know, I love the,
lady
the
stuff.
Medical stuff.
I know you love
it's
it.
My favorite.
I do too. I'll text you about a couple's yank later.
Thank you. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
A couple's yank. I've been trying to get you to go to one of those with me. But she won't do it.
I know. Hey, never say never.
Well, maybe we're, you know, maybe after menopause. I don't know. You know, they say things change.
I mean, the hormones are making everything so much more moist. Sorry, amazing. For everyone who hates that word, I'm sorry. Didn't you recently say there's a word you hate? You were like, people have a problem with moist, but really everyone should have a problem with XYZ. Or was that a TikTok I saw?
No, I did say something like that. I don't remember what it was, though.
Great.
So
great content.
Great.
If it comes to you, let us know. Speaking of social media.
Yes.
In the intro, Daniel said that yes. Renee is off social media. However,
yeah.
you're back on TikTok.
Good Lord in heaven. I know.
It's like you're made
on TikTok,
your TikTok,
so
your videos are so funny.
The boy that cried wolf, though, to your poor listeners. How many times have you been like, I'm off. You know what did it? It's Vyvanse. That'll just get that top anxiety off of there. And you're just like, TikTok, it's me. And you don't care. It's great.
And you're on Vyvanse for ADHD?
Yes. You know what? For, we just got on. We'll,
it's okay.
We'll
it's all
right.
We'll it's fine.
Come right back up. For binge eating, fixed it.
Oh.
Crazy. Wow. It's, on the one hand, I will not be crying, but on the one hand, it's, holy shit, this is a miracle. On the other hand, it's just like, this was around the whole time. But now we got it. Now we're good. Mm. And it also just scrapes off the, what will people think of me? Mm. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but that cringe mountain is gone.
Wow.
Should still be there. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're not.
It's not true. They're so good. They're so relatable. And they're not cringy because so much of TikTok is.
I mean, it's crazy that anyone would worry about being cringe when literally everything is cringe right now.
Everything's cringe.
Everything everyone does is cringe.
Yeah. I think that's,
Just existing these days is cringe. So don't worry about it.
I appreciate this a lot. Yeah. I don't disagree. But almost everything that comes out of my mouth, I'm just like, oops. And so if everything's an oops, then nothing's an oops.
There you
maybe?
Go.
Yeah. I need you to TikTok more. You are
Thank
so
you.
Good at it. How do we, because what
you.
I am finding is it isn't, one, it's a lottery. Like it's not, everybody's like, it's a meritocracy. No, it's not. It's when the algorithm's like, oh, this one people can see.
Right.
But if you just do more than the algorithm lets you win more, and you're so good. I would
Thank
love
you.
To see you there more, please.
Yes, I will try. But I was thinking, I feel like I am meant for long form. I don't have much of a point. It takes me a while to get to one. I stumble, I fumble, I meander. Yeah. Whereas you have like a short, funny little story and you tell it and it's like perfect.
That's so nice, especially from you. You know you're my hero, right? Like nobody's better than you. So for you to say that is insane to me. I will be journaling about it later. We're clear. But it's also TikTok telling you that you have to do a hook, you have to do an answer, then you tell your story, and then you do a twist.
Wait, where did you learn that?
If you watch enough of the like, hey, here's how you get TikTok, is you have to let them know what you're about to say within the first 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Then you have to immediately give them a little bit of an answer, like I will be talking about this topic. Then you can tangent, and then if you can do a twist at the end,
interesting.
Keep them.
They break it down like that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's it. So, and I forget many times. I was like, right, I was supposed to be quick. Yep, I forgot. But if you can sort of hook them, answer. Tell him then.
I feel
then
like
better.
When I try to do it, it's like either 45 seconds or 6 minutes.
Same. Yeah.
I can't, because isn't it better? Because I think TikTok itself gave me like a message that's like, you know, a video's over a minute, do better.
Yeah. Which isn't fair, because if you're brand new, nobody knows you, because it's being pushed out to people who do not know you. So
right.
Everything has to be universal in a way that if anyone saw this, it would be interesting, but still specific enough that.
Right.
It's, but like, I guess, entertaining enough that it can be good within 30
so
seconds.
So tell them about your wedding invitation thing.
So I didn't think that this was anything. And that's the other thing is that, because they say minute-long videos, get as real and raw as you can. So
that's
I came at it with like this like series of just like, I've been single since forever. And they were just like, nobody cares, old lady. And they just wanted like funny, stupid stuff. So there was a girl on there who was, you know, being a TikTok girly. And she was just like, for my brides, just so you know, you have to make sure to save a wedding invitation to send to brands so they will send you free stuff. And then genuinely, I was like, I'm not getting married, but I was like, but I know how to print wedding invitations. So So then I went to Vistaprint just to like see. And unfortunately, the timing kicked out that they were having a 40% off sale. So I did order 50 wedding invitations to send to brands. But here's what's tricky about it is I forgot that I can't even send a thank you note. Like I'll write it, but there's still thank you notes in my car from 2016. Right. And I was like, I just got to put them in the mail.
Wait, so, have you not sent them?
No, I need to.
Renee!
I know.
You gotta
maybe
pay
I'll
it
do
off.
That tonight. I'll do it tonight and I'll credit you for doing it.
Double the Vyvanse and pay it off.
Come on.
Have you found at least like a list of who you plan to send them to?
I think, because that's, you don't want to, I don't mind taking money from, but that, the, what's interesting about it like sort of picking up a little bit on TikTok is that half of the people are like, oh, that's funny. And then half the people are like, you're a liar. And I got reported for being a scam.
Oh, wow.
I know.
How did you know that it was for that?
I got a notification that you get one more and you're banned from TikTok. For
what?
Oh, my God.
Who is this narc that
I know
reported you?
I know.
Get a sense of humor.
I know.
Jesus
Thank
Christ.
You. I appreciate that.
Protecting the brands.
I went to the court and appealed my case, awaited a judgment. And they luckily were just like, yeah, you're fine. And then they put it back up. But there was a minute where.
Did you really have to appeal?
Mm-hmm.
And did you like have to write something or just
you're just like, I think this is okay. I think it's fine.
A joke. Yeah.
This reminds me, I had after I graduated high school, I realized it was too late that what everyone who is graduating should do when you're sending out your graduation cards is send one to each of the Fortune top 100 CEOs. Okay.
Fortune 500 top CEOs.
Yeah. Whatever I said, the
so
top,
smart.
The, you know, as many as you can.
Yeah,
because
you said Fortune top 100.
Whatever,
yeah, we get it. The guys with money.
Everyone knew what I was talking about.
All right,
okay. And what happens is their assistant will get it.
Yeah,
they know so many people. They'll be like, this must be someone's kid. You know, because it's a high school graduation, so they don't know everyone's kid. But you have the return address, and they usually have like a standardized like gift that they'll send out.
Oh, that's
like,
so smart.
Just a thing. So they'll send something. Yeah, not all of them, but some of them will.
No, I'm stealing that. I'm going to do that. Because right now I just have Sour Patch Kids on the list, and I should probably have bigger aspirations. Sometimes.
Well, no. Sour Patch
Kids. Yeah, send them to the Fortune Top 100. There's probably a list
Best
somewhere.
30 under 30. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
What?
Great.
The top 100.
Of the Fortune 500.
No, Fortune has a 500, and then they have a top 50 and a top 100.
Oh, real? Oh my God.
Those big guys with money.
Egg on my face.
Wait, I didn't
is
know
Fortune
either.
A magazine?
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. We're,
you're looking, yes. You think Tony follows the markets?
Oh.
The hell's whoa. That supposed to mean?
Oh, God, oh my God.
Oh,
the
boy.
Trading card market.
Okay. Well, Daniel looked at Tony like, can you believe what I have to put up with? You know what I'm talking about, Tony.
Tony
and I
knows.
Just
he knows wanted... there's a Fortune magazine.
Yeah.
What would we call in the list of the billionaires? What would you call that?
What would I call it?
Yeah. 1%.
Yeah.
List.
But I'm saying the CEOs. I'm not saying the top billionaires. That
okay.
would be good too.
Yeah.
I just think it would be easier right. with the companies.
Oh,
so you send it to the CEOs of those companies because then you can just send it to the corporate address.
That's real smart. Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it tonight.
And then their assistants get it. That's the key. You want their assistant to get it. They will not bother their boss with it. They will just deal with it. That's
so
how that
send
works.
It to the assistant of the Cabbage
send it
Patch
to,
Kids.
No,
sour
send it
gummy
to
patch
the
kids.
CEO yes. or whoever. Well, if you're sending it to a brand, you send it to the marketing
yeah.
or the writer. I don't know.
I do think that when I was a receptionist over at Earwolf, I was the one who checked the mail. So I was going to be like, hey, to the person, read it. One, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm sure you're going through a ton of letters right now. Two, this is a joke. But
yeah.
Three, if you wanted to send something, I'd appreciate it. We'll see. I'll see if I can appeal to their human. Just like,
oh, you're
going to
say
me
this
directly.
Is a joke?
I
mean, I guess that's honest.
So.
You know,
yeah.
You're a good person.
You know, come to think of it.
Yeah.
Anyone could just do this.
Yeah.
You could just go to Vistaprint, create some graduation.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
Someone
Thanks
just
for joining us today.
No, but create graduation cards.
Yeah.
The key with the graduation card is like, but I guess it works with a wedding too.
Yeah.
They'll assume it's a kid of someone they know. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that they don't recognize the name won't be a tell.
Yeah. Because it did, for 50 invitations, it was like $30. That's
Who was it.
It
that you're marrying?
They took a poll, and someone said Ron and the other person. On the invitation itself, the word that they had was Felix. So we put Ron and Felix together. Marrying Ron Felix on April 26th. Oh. Are you guys around? Will you be able to come
yes.
to the wedding?
Yes.
Should be. Should. Maybe those people will show up. Maybe like Skittles or whoever will show up.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. They'll be like, wait. We were invited.
Hold on. We were, because I did it at the Nature Center in Colorado Springs, which is going to be weird. They're just like, well.
Send them somewhere nice if they go. At least they're going to have a nice hike. Right?
Exactly. They'll get a nice pamphlet on bird calls, and it'll be worth it.
I feel potentially that I should rescind what I said, because maybe Fortune Top 100 is the right way. Fortune Top 100 CEO is a thing, and it's the right way of saying it.
Thank you.
In my brain, it's always Fortune 500.
I'm sure it's right. Even, and by the way, if you're listening and you look this up and it's wrong, you're looking in the wrong place, obviously.
Tony, is there a Fortune Top 100 CEOs?
Okay, we don't need to involve Tony. He doesn't have to get in the middle of this.
I don't see CEOs specifically.
I meant the CEOs of the top 100 companies, not the top CEOs.
What's the list?
Not like a list of CEOs.
Yeah, who is at the top?
So what do you want him to search to see if I'm right or you're right?
I do have a list. That I have their lists right here.
Is there a top 100?
There are not that specifically. There's a Fortune 500 to Fortune 1000.
Ooh.
There's 100 best companies to work for, 100 fastest growing companies, 100 best place.
So,
best
you know, it's in there. It's in the mix.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably.
All right. We can split the difference on this one. Would be remiss if we didn't talk about the eclipse.
Ooh, yeah.
I know you've been itching to get
to it.
Thank
you. I was worried.
The last time there was some kind of environmental event, what was it?
It was an eclipse.
Okay.
There was an eclipse a year
ago. There was once in a lifetime, but there was also one a couple months ago. What eclipse was that?
The lunar
eclipse.
Okay.
There was a lunar eclipse. No, but there was also a solar eclipse not long ago, like a year or two ago.
No, it was when Jeff was here. Because I was... So that would have been... It doesn't matter.
August 21st, 2017. I only know that because of astrology, and we're all very sad about it.
No, there was one like within the last year. That had to have been a lunar eclipse.
There was a lunar eclipse,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't care on air at that point. I will not be traveling. I will not be timing. I will not be making special glasses.
to look at the lunar eclipse.
For the lunar eclipse. Dude, you gotta protect your eyes at all costs.
I do wish you had made special glasses.
It's dark, but let's make it darker.
Well, isn't there like a, not maybe not, not there's like a
do
viewer.
Not look at the moon during the lunar eclipse.
There's some kind of, doesn't someone make a card? Remember, we stood there with colanders.
Well, that was a while ago. Yeah,
that was the 2017
right,
one.
Right.
But, well, not glasses then. People, like, you know, you set up a series of cardboard boxes and then you look at it and somehow something shows a shadow on something and ooh, exciting.
Sure.
Not for me.
Not for you.
Now.
Don't love it. Okay.
Greg Fitzsimmons and his wife and family are in Mexico to see this eclipse.
Oh, wow.
Our friend Trevor and Angela, they're in
New Mexico.
Texas.
Okay.
I think. I can't remember if Todd Perry's going somewhere. Some combination of people I know are all traveling. I don't think Todd's. I think it was Trevor and I think it was Greg. I know Greg was in Mexico for this.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Where in Mexico?
I'd be curious to hear.
Mazatlan is supposed to be the best place to view it.
Interesting.
Baja?
Okay.
Is that?
In Mexico? Yes.
I don't know. but I feel there are eclipse people and then there are, you're either an eclipse person or you're not.
Yeah. Sure.
What is everyone at this table? I know you. You're not.
Well, no. I think that it's one of those things where unless you're in totality or close to totality, who gives a shit? Like,
yeah.
I've been in it several times. They had one in Tucson. They had one like 2017. It's just like, it's a little bit darker. You can't look at it.
Yeah.
And then, the thing where they go like, do a pinhole. And it's like, okay, so it looks like a circle with the dark. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But I do think it would be pretty rad to see totality. Where you, in that 4 minutes where you can look up in the sky, it's nighttime in the middle of the day, and you just see that ring of the corona. Like, that would be pretty fucking cool. Yeah. And that only happens, like, there's, I think, what, 17 years till there's another one or something?
That seems right. Yeah.
So, but, like, how cool would that be?
From you know, what I hear, it's the animals around it that, like, is the cool part of, like, all the birds start chirping and, like, you can tell that nature itself is just like, well, this is not what is supposed to be happening.
I think that it would be a really cool experience. Like, it would, because imagine, like, it's day and then suddenly it just starts, and then suddenly it's night and the sun, there's this thing in the sky that's never been there before.
Yeah.
I think it would feel very artificial.
Yeah.
Like, this is weird. I'm in some sort of weird simulation. I don't know that I would go way out of my way to see it, but
it sounds like it's a scene wherever you go. Like, it's
they have like mass weddings. A bunch of people got married.
Like, yeah. Going yeah. to it, which I feel my outdoor festival days are behind me. But I guess in the sense that this is sort of like a big festival or something, I could see it.
I would,
but strictly just
eat a bunch of mushrooms and go. That would be awesome.
Renee, where do you come down on the eclipse?
Yeah, I think the same. I feel duped in the same way I feel duped about like pop up places around here. They're like, you got to go check it out. It's great. It's great. And then you look up and you're like, I don't know. It's not impressive. The totality thing sounds cool, though. And I think I'm such a sucker for all of us feeling the same thing at the same time, i.e. musicals.
You must love movies.
I do love movies. I love movies. I love
musicals, too.
You put me together where we're all feeling it. I love it. So I think I would get sucked into that pretty
See,
quick.
You actually, for the first time, have made me understand maybe what the excitement is about this. Because I love a musical. But that is like much more in your face than an eclipse. I feel like an eclipse is like everyone trying.
It's only like the heavens doing a musical, for God's sake. Like, what if the sky broke into a fucking song and dance?
Then I would be excited.
Such a line from Eclipse the Musical. That was just as dramatic.
There you go. I mean, come on. God's sake.
This is, so I've shared it before, but many years ago, my parents and my sister and I went to see Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I believe Mrs. Garrett was in it, who I like, you know. But we were so bored. And my parents said it was because...
It's a boring musical, though.
But do you remember what my parents chalked up our boredom to?
The eclipse.
We were part of the MTV generation.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is such.
I want to bring that excuse back.
Yes.
Dust it off.
Yes. So perhaps my blasé attitude about the eclipse is because I am part of the MTV generation. But I would
Could be
if the sky broke into song.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
You'd
but
love
instead, it just like.
But here, my theory about why musicals have that impact is because you don't see. Okay, when you're walking around, people don't just break into a choreographed song and dance.
Oh my God. And if they did, I would think they're filming a TikTok and I would want to peel my skin off. Because this did happen to us once at the Americana.
But I think that when you're sitting in a theater and suddenly a bunch of people right in front of you start doing that, it has like an impact on your primal brain.
Yeah.
The same way if you see something that's unnatural, you get afraid.
Yeah.
There's something about your primal brain that is moved by that.
Yes.
It's weird.
It's the non-withholding of emotion. And from what I understand is when you look up at the eclipse, everybody sort of involuntarily is like, whoa. So then you hear everybody else go, whoa. And you're like, oh, we're all feeling it.
Yeah, for the same reason, an eclipse is an extremely unnatural, not normal thing that your primal brain would react to that.
What's your favorite musical?
Hadestown. Have you guys seen that one yet?
No.
You gotta check it out. It's great. It's great.
That's newish, right?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Would there be any reason why you should be familiar with it? It won the Tony Award, but it's just so good.
Is it? What is it?
It's based on the Greek mythology of, I love it. I've seen it 7 times. Can I remember the character's name? No. Orpheus and Eurydice. Yeah. Mm. And so it's just, I think it's the concept of sort of like fear, really. Because you know the story of how like they fall in love.
She can't look
sells
back.
Her soul. So she, yeah. And so he can't look back, and it's the doubts in his head that make him look back. And so the whole theme is just like the meanest dog you'll ever meet is the one inside your head.
Oh, it sounds so good. Okay, you're offered excellent tickets. I'm not going to make it your favorite musical, but one, I don't know what your musical tastes are. Let's say you're offered tickets. Have you seen Book of Mormon?
I haven't. I need to.
Okay, you're offered tickets to Book of Mormon, or you can see the totality.
Yeah.
You can be in the path of totality. Which are you choosing?
Oh God, Allison.
These are
so
great
tough.
Tickets. I don't know what, like for me, front row
cast.
Center is ideal. I know a lot of people don't like that. But for you, wherever your ideal ticket is.
Yeah, I'm also
or your. You are?
Yeah, because you want to watch them.
Yeah, you're like, am I on stage? I can see.
And they can see you appreciating
them. I feel like that guy really sang at me.
Yes.
I can see, oh my God, look, I can see their makeup. I can see the little microphone bead. I can see their beads of sweat. Love it.
Yeah.
But you could always see the musical at another time. The clips.
This is Renee's decision.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just helping her find an answer. All right.
And you're helping me find an answer. I would have used the exact same thing. I'm like, I can catch the eclipse in 17 years. Yes. I'm going to go see Book of Mormon.
Right. It's a
you think we'll be around in 17 years?
No, good point. You know what it is? It's from Colorado Springs, and it's in totality above Colorado Springs next time.
What?
Oh, see, you already have it figured out. Book of Mormon is really good. I've seen it twice. It's so good.
Okay.
Tony. Are you an eclipse person? Where do you come down?
What gets the Tony Award?
Yes. Nice. What gets the Tony Award?
Thank you, Tony.
Are you asking me the same question about a musical or the eclipse?
No.
Or just if I'm an eclipse?
I know that you're not.
No,
here's
Tony.
No, I'm not
opposed to musicals. I don't see too many of them, but I like them, Ari.
You could either get a one of one.
Oh!
Or...
But it's like it's me, and Daniel printed it out.
But it's autographed.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm probably gonna pick your card, honestly.
Thank you. You know,
it's just.
But you're not an eclipse person.
No, I don't. I don't care about much these days.
Let me point something else
make
out
that
about
a TikTok.
oh, sorry. I was just real quick. That one that happened in 2017. Happened to be, remember when I was married briefly?
I do.
that was actually the day after my ill-fated wedding. And we had people over, we had a little backyard area. Renee knows. Renee had been to my place before.
Oh, yeah. How nice. You gotta get over there.
Well, I'm not there anymore. So, go over there.
That's right.
Anyway, the morning after the wedding, we just invited people over for a little brunch hangout kind of thing. And we just did it in our backyard. And I had borrowed one of my really good friends works at Epitaph Records. And they had these tents that they would always use on warp tours and festivals and stuff to sell merch. And I was like, can I maybe borrow that to put in our yard just so there's more shade and stuff? And I did that. And then a few months later, I happened to meet one of the neighbors that I had never met. And they were oh, you live in the one over. And I'm like, yeah, that's us. And he's like, oh, yeah, you guys had an eclipse party. No, we're not that into the eclipse.
I wish that we did, but no.
That is hilarious.
Okay. I feel like we've...
And it also wasn't quite where I thought you were going with it. I actually thought you were having everyone over to see the eclipse.
No, it was just kind of it was a little bonus, I suppose. But yeah, that was definitely not the point of it.
Okay.
I think we didn't know it was even happening at first.
I need to wipe my nose, but I don't know which of these tissues have been in my pits. I guess
do you care,
putting them near my nose. Yeah. I don't
pretending to care because we're here.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
We just want to get a deeper smell there.
I don't care. But you knocked the tissue box onto the ground.
Sick of it.
Get it out of here.
The other thing about the eclipse is that the fact that we have a moon exactly the size and distance and the sun exactly the size and distance is unbelievably, the odds are so unbelievably small that we can have a total solar eclipse that. It's kind of mind boggling. So it's extra cool that we
to
that,
me,
that's even
that
possible.
Sounds like saying isn't it nuts that there's a number two?
Toxic.
And it comes after one and before three. Have you ever
can you believe?
I want to experience this kind of wonder that you're having right now.
Listen, you're
no,
lost
let
cause.
Me finish.
I don't expect
What'd
it
you
from
say?
You. I don't expect it from you.
But no, but I wish I could be simple like that. Oh boy.
If I detailed for you, the simple-minded person, all of the things,
I'm sure,
the astronomical odds of that had to line up just one after the other for us to even exist.
No, I know.
Humanity to even exist.
Yeah, I'm aware.
It'll make you appreciate your existence.
But
instead, you just want to talk about facts of life. I understand.
No, I can. This is what I'm saying about isn't it nuts that two exists? I get it.
But it's not nuts that two exists. Every number exists because that. There are no. The odds of two existing are zero. It exists. The fuck are you talking about? I'm out of here.
Let me explain what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh,
get to the point.
I have haven't even started.
Yeah, but we all knew.
I get to what you're saying, and I can live in that state of wonder for a very short amount of time.
Sure.
Because I don't know anything else.
I know. That's why my point.
So I don't understand how to be that dazzled by something that is just like I take for granted. That's it. I just don't know how.
Yeah.
I can be shaken out of my taking everything for granted for moments at a time, but
it's
I
hard.
Can't keep it sustained.
It's hard. It's sort of the challenge of existing.
Yes.
Because you're always going to be focused on, you know, your life and your belly button.
But I also want to be focused on my belly button. But like that's what I, okay.
But it's good to, from time to time, consider the cosmos.
Yeah.
Because it pulls you out of your, you know, your little problems.
I think I don't. Right. I was thinking about it, and I was thinking this idea that, like, I'm just one of a zillion creatures, and we're just part of this huge natural thing and this phenomena that we're going to look at. We're going to feel tiny, and we're going to look at this phenomena that's not that exciting, but everyone's getting excited about it, and blah, blah, blah. Like, that all just feels like an intrusion on what I'd rather be doing with my time.
I suppose what the significance of thinking about the odds of an eclipse being visible is that it can make you feel like
deeply insignificant.
No,
okay.
Actually,
yep.
The opposite. The good job, Renee. No, actually, kind of the opposite, which is like the clock. It's not. It doesn't feel random.
Mm.
You know, like I'm not saying, oh, God did it. You know, whatever. Maybe I don't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like. This our existence, Earth, life on Earth, it's like the things that had to line up and the absolute precision that it had to line up in is so rare. Everyone's like, oh, there's life out there. Sure, there's life out there, but like not life that has been able to evolve as we have, because the things that had to happen in order, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So when you look at the eclipse, it's like a sign of maybe there's more to this that we can possibly know or understand. We are so incredibly rare, and all of this, whatever.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. I think, when you consider those most recent photos that they took of the galaxy, where they're just like, this is zoom in, and you're like, holy shit, this is so tiny. But then I think you can go into like, oh God, nothing matters. And then I think you can also
it's
go
like
into
this.
How lucky.
You are insignificant.
Yeah.
You, like, your problems and all that are insignificant. But we could be the only consciousness in the fucking galaxy or the universe. And that is something that we should appreciate.
I can appreciate it. I just don't want to stare. I guess you don't really stare at the thing unless you have the glasses. But I don't know. I just, you know, nature, not for me.
I know.
Okay.
It's true.
That's okay.
It's fine.
I think that's fair.
I was trying to think, like, is there anything I enjoy putting my eyes on? That I would really inconvenience.
Your phone.
Yeah.
It's like if something passed in front of your phone.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Like, whoa.
Yes, like a text. It's like a text you only get once every 17 years, and it's kind of cool.
And you know that it's coming.
That's cool.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think. Like,
cut all that out. No one cares.
Is there any natural phenomena that I would deeply inconvenience myself to appreciate?
There's a volcano that has been, and I think I couldn't tell from the article if it was because of the eclipse or not, has been poofing out smoke rings.
Oh, wow. That's neat.
That is
yeah,
cool.
It's pretty cool.
But I could see a picture of it.
Yeah. And it's been like, sure. It's like a smoker. Like,
has anyone here ever been whale watching?
Yes,
and I saw zero whales.
Oh, same,
no,
and I got
your money back. Oh boy. Okay, well that's
like,
what did this.
Whale
You're
watch.
The whales, not the
I think
sun.
I might be
okay.
Because I'm trying to think of all the things that are like a lot of people whooping it up over like a tiny dot far away, and that's whale watching. That's one. Well, what was your experience?
I guess we didn't either, but I still loved it. The just notion of like they're in there,
yeah.
That was exciting for me.
Guess that could be exciting.
If you saw a big blue whale, that would be pretty cool.
Do you, like, how right, much do you like, ever, how, what, the ideal whale watching trip, how much of a whale do you see?
I think you can see the whole thing. I think really? It'll like reach all the way out.
Oh, really? That is
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Okay, and they're that's huge. Cool. Like they're yeah. so much bigger than the boat. And you're like, oh, that thing's just living in here? That's crazy. Right now, he's in the ocean.
Okay, I could see being excited about
we're thinking about him.
But is there anything...
He went tiny boat watching.
Is there anything in the natural world you're impressed with?
Your kids.
Are we counting them?
No.
Oh.
You mean like a...
He means like a rocky crag.
Well, your answer is correct.
Right.
But what I'm getting at is just like...
Nature.
Something you would have to go out and see.
Yeah. I've never seen the Grand Canyon, but I feel like I'd be pretty into that.
Have you been in Redwoods?
Yes.
How are those?
Well, I was 12, okay. So it was a long time ago, but I'd never seen trees that big. Yeah. I mean, I'd never seen a trunk that big. Yeah. Like, that was really cool.
There you go.
Oh, haven't you?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. Cut that out, Tony.
You wonder why she's not into a couple's yank.
I know. I know.
I forgot about the couple's yank. I got to write that down. Couple's yank. Okay. Let's see. I think we should just mirror everyone.
Sometimes I ponder on something I have thought or done. Is it just me or everyone?
All right. I have one. Amazing. Let's hear yours, Daniel.
Okay. Is it just me or everyone when I get an Amazon package? Even though I know it's some boring ass thing, it's like a fucking bottle of Excedrin or a half gallon tub of Preparation H. I, for a moment, am hopeful that it's something fun and exciting. Yes. You know, it's like, oh boy, even though I know what's in that box is just sucks and is boring. It's like, but maybe I forgot and I bought something I don't remember. And it never, of course, it never does.
For me, that's everyone. Absolutely. Yeah. Every time I was just like, who sent me something? Yeah. It was me, and it is dog food. Okay.
I have a similar one.
Okay.
This is one that's off of yours because I have another one. I am so lazy and averse to opening cardboard boxes that when something from Amazon comes, instead of just opening it, I go to my computer to see what just got delivered. And then I leave it in the box for a long time.
Yeah. So we have a pile of boxes addressed to Allison. Yeah.
But I know what they're nothing good.
That's
except
fine.
That like the other day I thought okay. Full disclosure, I haven't used it yet because I've been a little put off of it, but I bought Rogaine for my eyebrows and little spoolies.
Okay.
Have you encountered this section of TikTok?
No.
Yeah. Apparently you can like brush it onto your eyebrows and it makes them grow in thicker.
Huh.
And it's not expensive.
I need that.
Okay. And then I bought like 100 little spoolie things, mascara spoolies.
Is that what they're called?
I think so, yeah.
Spoolies.
Yeah.
Okay.
But... And there was a huge selection of spoolie color choices. Mm. Like I bought sparkly purple ones. I haven't even opened it though,
right.
Because yeah. I know where they are.
Sure.
But then I started seeing people talk about the side. I haven't done any sort of deep dive. So any information I have about the side effects of Rogaine have come at me unbidden.
Sure.
But like, I think it can make your skin itchy. Mm. It can... I don't know. There's all I need to actually. I can't do this lightly. I need to see what the
deal
is.
Does Rogaine work?
Yeah,
I always thought of it as scammy.
No, but... apparently it really works. But the second you stop using it, it stops working.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But then I saw someone say that actually that's not true, and maybe it can keep working. I don't know. There's more. I need to do more research.
I heard that Megan Fox got hair implants in her eyebrows.
Oh my goodness, Meg, that sounds like...
Because if you look at old pictures of her, her eyebrows are like further apart in the middle and they kind of like really thin, but you look at her now and they're thicker. And
she didn't get like those tattoos?
Oh yeah, microblading.
There it is.
Well, so the reason... Okay, she was on Call Her Daddy.
My favorite show. Continue.
It's... yes.
I'm just jealous.
Same.
I'm just jealous.
Of course, we all are. Yeah. She was on Call Her Daddy, and she said, I'm going to own up to the plastic surgeries I've had. I had this, and then there is one that I had,
that's
but I'm
the
not...
one that they suspect is the one
so
she
I'm, but
about.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Huh.
And so people are trying to guess at what this third one is.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. why? Oh, yeah. So anyway, though, I didn't open an Amazon package for a long time because I'm like, it's my minoxidil, Rogaine, mm-hmm. and my spoolies. And then when I opened, then finally I opened it up and it was something else. It was these little hair clips I bought and I did want them.
You did want those.
So sometimes I get surprised by myself.
Yeah, that's
fun. Wait. Oh, yes, I know. My Just Mirror, everyone. Yeah. I'm never excited by the spray function on a bottle of cleanser. You know how you can dial the little nozzle thing and it's like there's the mist, the spray, the off, and the off.
Yep.
I like that there's two offs.
The spray, always, you mean the stream?
Yes,
the
stream.
Mist in the stream.
I always want the mist. I never want the targeted stream.
No.
What is the situation where you want a targeted? Sometimes I use the targeted stream just to keep things exciting. But like, when do you want the targeted stream versus the mist or the spray?
I'm trying to think. Well, maybe if there's a corner you need to get into or something.
I guess
all in their highly concentrated corner.
Yeah, right. I guess so. I guess you might need a like precise application of whatever.
Or maybe
it is.
If you need force, like you're trying to blast something, like
yeah,
I guess
dislodge it.
They should put that on their corner blast instead of
right
whatever it's currently.
But
labeled.
For my uses, excuse me, bubble in my throat. I guess I'm never blasting a corner or being precise with my application.
Right.
I just. I just want to. I don't want to.
It's true with a cleaning product. You want to spray.
Yeah.
Because
also when you get
do the sound effects. Allison did. Thank you. Which one do you prefer by sound effects alone?
The. Yeah, definitely.
Versus the. Yeah, because also you get splashback with that. Hence the corner dislodging. Yeah. But like if you do spray, there's blowback. Not spray, stream, I mean.
Stream, yeah. No, I know. But I'm sure there's some people that are really good at that. I bet you if you talk to like a real, well, there's people who's like a pro cleaner, they'd be like, oh, yeah, you got to use the stream.
You got to stream it.
I'm sure they know when to use it, too.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started looking at TikTok, there was a lot of cleaning content.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I don't see, like my algorithm has changed.
Algorithm's tricky. Yeah. It's like you lingered on this and now you get to watch weird cupcakes. I'm like, God damn it.
Do you get a lot of weird cupcakes? So I get a lot of reptiles. Cupcakes.
Yeah. Yeah. I lingered. That's on me.
Yeah. Do you ever set your phone down while you're on TikTok and like, oh no, that just looped 65 times.
Yeah.
It's going to think I really liked that.
I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you go in and say no? Like, is there a place you can mess
No, you
with
can
the...
say like, I want, you can say not interested.
Yeah. No, but can you go into, because I think on Instagram or one of those, you actually can, maybe it's YouTube, you can go in and say no.
Please don't do that to me.
Don't factor these in.
Yeah. What Allison said, you can say I'm not interested in this particular video, but I don't think you can mass no more reptiles, please.
They should give you access to your algorithm, we've decided these categories, and then you could say not this category, category.
I was having a weird day,
Like I liked that yesterday. I don't want that every day for the rest of my life.
I wonder. I think it's like we know you better than you.
But like, what would be like? There's no downside to them. It gives you more. I would use it more.
Yeah. Who knows? Would that any of us understood it? I know.
Do you have a
One was the Anne Hathaway one that we were talking about.
Oh, yes. We've got to bring that back up.
Okay. So is it just me or everyone? Though Anne Hathaway is back in the good graces of the public, you're having a real hard time buying into it.
I think she's mean. I think she's secretly a mean girl.
Yeah, what's your feeling about
Old
Hathaway?
What hurt my feelings about it was Les Mis. When she got her Oscar, and she cradled it like a babe and said, "It came true."
Oh my God!
How are we to ever forgive that, ever? And then I think it was also a little bit of a dark mirror of the like, because I used to be super sticky sweetie. So I think I was just like, "Oh fuck, that's what I look like." God damn it! Yeah. But there's a difference because I used to feel that exact same way about Drew Barrymore, and I don't dislike her anymore.
Mm.
So I think Drew's just like, God, guys, I'm sorry. I had a weird life. And so that's a persona I put on. Sure. And now this is me. But with Anne, it just feels like, well, this is who you want me to be now. It just feels conniving.
I've said it before. I think she's secretly sinister.
Ooh.
He's a dark side. I just think she's mean.
There's a dark Anne Hathaway
that
we don't get to see.
Yeah. Because she's on Vanity Fair. She's like the big segment. And I guess Gen Z loves her because she's a fashion icon.
I didn't know.
Excuse moi. And they're doing a little bit of a like, we did her so dirty.
But Gen Z also.
Did we all, just, was it all just because of the Oscars thing? Like, I don't remember this period where everyone hated her.
We ran her out of town because of poor behavior.
I feel like Gen Z also loves a boundary queen or whatever. Because I have talked about and shared that clip of her just being. Have you seen the clip of her on the red carpet being just so mean to an interviewer? Not everyone agrees that it's her being super mean.
Yeah.
People think she's just establishing her boundaries and that the interviewer was, you know, out of line in daring to ask her a question.
Yeah.
Which wasn't even.
But you were someone who would ask questions on the carpet.
So I take it very personally. Yeah, but,
So you shouldn't be mean. You should still talk to these people.
Yeah.
She's like, guy, why are you asking me? What's going on
here? I feel like it's like shooting, like to shit on an interviewer is a little bit like shooting fish in a barrel. Yeah. It's like super easy to do. Yeah. And, you know, because you have the power and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So anyway, Gen Z, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess.
So they love her for her fashion. Okay.
Yeah.
They feel guilty about how we did her dirty.
Right. And that it's beholden to us to apologize and embrace her. And
now,
having a hard time.
When did we do her dirty?
What was it doing her dirty? I don't even recall this.
I don't yet, but I guess she was too sweet and we were all mad at her for being too sweet.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
I don't remember a time. When she wasn't.
Was it when she hosted the Oscars with Franco?
Oh, God.
Celebrity.
I actually do feel like I remember a lot of people talking bad about
her.
Because I remember thinking, like, I don't know what it is that everybody's hating.
But not that she was lame. I think they felt that she was too much of like a tryhard, right? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what the specifics were. I remember being always confused by it.
I feel like I've always liked her, and I like her as someone who's sinister. I don't say that as someone who's hating on her. I think that she's. She's a good actress. She's got charisma. Yeah. I don't know.
In spades, would you say? Charisma in spades? Because oftentimes
I don't know about that. But
like
she's definitely like, I've never disliked a performance of hers. I've always enjoyed what, you know, so I don't know.
I liked her in Devereaux Wears Prada, and I liked her in Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
And those are the two.
Yeah.
I never saw Ocean's 8.
It's good. It's real good. I accidentally stumbled upon it.
I enjoy a heist.
I had a fun time.
A heist.
You'd love it.
I'll watch it. That's the one with the ladies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Who else is in it?
The ladies.
I love those ladies. Sandra Bullock.
Tony, I need help. I think Sandra Bullock's in it. I thought like all that. You're like, oh, okay. The list of people who were hot in 2011.
Tony, help.
No, 2018.
Sure. Yep.
It has Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett. Anne Hathaway, Mindy Kaling, Sarah Paulson, Awkwafina, Rihanna, Helena Bonham Carter.
That's a good group.
Well, it's a good cast.
Yeah.
I will watch that.
You in, Daniel?
I guess I'm watching it too.
We will watch that. Okay, well, I didn't realize that though you think she's sinister, you like her.
Yeah. I don't say that as a bad thing. I just think. It's more just a matter
mean
of
mean and evil.
I just think there's another. I just think there's another side that she doesn't let us see.
Yeah.
Like I often imagine with people, like if you were hanging out in a hotel room with this person, and you were just having drinks, and they let their mask down.
Yeah.
Would they own up to certain things? Would they show you? And there are a lot of people where no, but I think with her it'd be like you'd see a different person.
Interesting. Yeah.
What was Drew Barrymore's persona for a while?
Yeah, just so nice. I think it was Fever Pitch that did it to me, where she was just so, it was too goody two shoes. It was just too in my face. I was like, fuck, that's me. God damn it, that's me. And I think that was the reason I didn't like it. But I don't dislike Drew now. I think she's wacky. But I think that also is just like, here's who Drew is.
Right.
How could she not be wacky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that there's like a, they say that's what you're supposed to do on TikTok is the part where you're like, God, this is the silliest part of me. I hope no one ever sees this. You're like, take that right to TikTok. That's the people. That's the version of you that people want to see. And I think that's what Drew is doing right now. Like the dancing in the mirror kind of kind of.
I see clips of her show. She sits very close to her guests when she interviews them.
Yeah.
But I had this moment where I was like, oh, look how many forehead wrinkles she has. I love that she's not Botoxing her forehead. And then I thought, should I, like, would people like me more if I had more wrinkles? I made it about me.
There's no way to win. Yeah, no, same. Absolutely.
Because, like, I don't know who I'm trying to please by getting rid of wrinkles here. I guess, you know what? It's just, it's so automatic. It's just like, oh my God, I'm aging. I have to do all the things.
Yeah.
And it's just as primal as freaking out over an eclipse is for a bird.
Yes.
That is me with my, like, I must stem the tide of aging in some way.
Yeah.
But it, like, I like her more because she's more real.
So. Yeah. I feel like when Flo and I are watching TV, I feel like we almost always will comment on, like, an older celebrity that you can tell has not really had work done. Yeah. Like, oh, look at them. They look good.
Yeah.
And, like, because even, yeah, even they, like, yeah, they look old, but, like, they should.
Right. They are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there is a, like, to what end in me not understanding the body. I'd like to just, oh, this is awful. I'm so sorry, fellas. Sorry. Okay. My very first tooth that came out, my grandpa tied a little string around it, and then he put the other one on my wrist, and then he tickled me, and so it, like, came right out.
Uh-huh.
I want that for my uterus. I just want to tie a string, give me a little thing, and then have it come out.
Yes. Or, like, and you have older, you know, middle-aged women, like, wiggling their uterus, going, look, it's about to come out. Look.
So I just, in my brain, I think it's going to be as easy as that.
Right. Just doink, yoink.
But same with my neck skin right now. I just want them to, like, just cut a little gap and then staple it together.
There you go.
That's all I want. Just, but I don't think it goes that
just
easily.
Just get a binder clip.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I had a bigger point to this, is that I think you knew that you were going to get older. You knew that you couldn't get out of aging, but I don't think I ever really processed, like, you cannot get out of
this.
Because when I had really bad skin in high school, and
were you an Accutane person?
Accutane, yeah. And so you would look in the mirror, and all the adults around you would be like, "You'll grow out of it. You're going to be fine. This isn't forever." And that is how I feel about my skin. I'm like, "I'll grow out of it." I don't think I will.
Yeah,
I mean, you'll grow into it.
It's just going to get worse. Yeah.
I don't think there was never a part of me that thought I'm not going to age. I'm just, now that I'm here, it feels surprising.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You didn't think you'd age this fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, this rapidly.
I just thought
as loud.
Well, no, yeah. I was
thank you.
I was agreeing because I have those same. Do you, let me ask you this. Because whenever I watch any show, like, I can't wrap my head around that I'm usually older than the people on screen.
Yeah.
Like, and it's been that way for a while, but I still am just like I see a dad on TV, and if I find out, like, they're younger than I am, and I was like, wait, what? How's that possible?
Yes.
Yeah. When people host their own Thanksgivings or various other holidays, it still feels like cosplaying adult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh no, we are the adults now. Mm-hmm. That is, it still feels a little bit. I don't feel as out of joint with my age as I did for a while. Like the fact that, and I mentioned this, but the fact that I am perimenopausal or, like, menopausal or whatever, I'm not sad about that. I'm not grieving it or anything.
Right.
Although but I'm surprised that I'm not. It's weird because I feel like I'm too young for it. But so I don't feel 20. I don't think I approach the world or enter the world as, like, I'm 24.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also am not, like, ready to identify with the women in commercials who are silver haired and, like, swimming for aerobics and all of that, you know? Like, I don't know.
I think mentally I'm like 39, 38. I don't think I've ever mentally gotten past that.
Same.
Like, I turned 35. 50 this year. It's like, what the fuck?
I was out with, I got lunch with my friend Trevor, the one who is, you know, looking at the eclipse.
Yeah.
And his birthday is a few days before mine. And he's like, yeah, well, now that we're in our 50s, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Trevor, do not age us that way. Like, we're not there yet. He's like, well, our spouses are. I'm like, fine. All but right.
You are in the era of the 50s.
I mean, it's on the horizon, but we still have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
No, it hit me hard when I turned 50 because my grandfather died when he was 56 and he was old in my brain.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, I'm only 6 years younger than he was. and he was an old man.
Mm-hmm.
That has fucked me up big time.
We're all aging differently now, though.
Well, we are. And he smoked 3 packs a day and always had a glass of vodka or gin. And, you know,
was it just straight exploded. Gin?
Oh, yeah. Just a glass of warm gin. He drank. It was always on hand. Yeah. So, you know, his heart exploded.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's not going to happen to me, hopefully.
It won't.
So, yeah, and I don't look, you know, they just look
you don't.
Older, younger.
Neither one of you look anywhere close to old. Not that you need my endorsement.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate
it. But I am going to get a fuck ton of plastic surgery soon enough.
Yeah.
Because why not?
It's been the plan for a while. Tell us again what you're going to do.
What are we getting? The works.
I'm going to get my eyebrow reversed.
Okay.
I'm going to get a nose raised. It's going to be the same nose, but it's going to go a little higher. You know, because I want the bridge to be in line with my eyes.
Good, great.
I'm going to get my lips extended.
Great.
Just so that it's more horizontal.
Let me see.
Like more protruding.
Okay, so
like
protruding. Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's not a filler, but it's a new,
it's a
new thing. They put like a plastic disc in there.
Great. Like a little frisbee. Like you got a frisbee in your mouth, but it's your lips.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to get more teeth put in. But smaller. So they're going to be smaller teeth, but more of them.
Baby teeth. Like a shark.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a second chin.
Great.
Just to the side. So it's not, you know, the cleft, except it's just two totally separate chins.
I can't wait to see it all at once.
I say go for it all at once. Yeah, then you only have that one period where you're healing. And then everyone's like, oh, he was just out for a little while on vacation. He looks a little different, though. What is it?
Exactly.
You know, did he always have two chins and a higher nose and extra teeth?
He just got more sleep. I think that's all. He was just finally able to get some rest.
Yeah, that'll be like, I got a little sun. Maybe that's what you're seeing.
That was so funny. I'm terrified of AI, but I think the thing that you're just like, I'm listening, is that they're like, AI is going to be able to figure out medical advancements, the likes of which we are all going to have everything we need fixed so soon.
Yeah, well, they have, there's some research where they've been able to reverse they can actually go either way, but they can reverse the aging for mice. So they can, they've been able to take,
senescent cells?
I forget what it was, but they have been able to take a mouse and reverse its body age, like, dramatically.
Holy cow.
And now, you know, that's where the research is. It's in mice. But, I mean, my God, imagine.
So long as I can get it to my dog.
I feel like if we can if we can, exactly. Just, create dogs that can live longer,
That would heal the world. If dogs lived as long as people.
I know. Done. Oh, my God.
But imagine they'd probably get smarter.
I would never date. Ever.
If we could just get through the next 10 years. I just feel like there's this like period of time ahead of us where it's just like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
If we could get through there, we're on the brink of some incredible breakthroughs that could revolutionize the entire planet, make everything better. But we just have to get through, and I don't know that we will. But
the test. I think we'll make it. I think we'll make it. Great.
Tony, do you have a Just Mirror Everyone?
Sort of. It popped into my... It's not that well thought out, but it did pop into my head the other day. Kind of lame, but how do you like the setup?
Yeah, good.
Can't wait.
Boy, this is going to be a good one.
I assume everyone does this. I find if I'm on a road trip, as opposed to just driving around town, even if I'm on the highway in town, I drive a lot different. Mm. Like I am...
You have a different personality.
Maybe more so just, I guess, just speed-wise, really. Like, I'm not going crazy, but I definitely push it a lot more on a road trip. Whereas, like, but if... And it's like, without thinking twice, like, I'm going to be going a little faster than I normally do. But if I'm in town, or even, like, on that road trip, once I get, like... to Pasadena or whatever, like starting to get closer. I'm like, all right, I should slow down. It's like nobody else knows that. It's like, why do I I don't know. I have.
Do you consider going to Pasadena a road trip?
No, no, no. I'm saying like if I had been on a road trip and I'm getting
and
near home,
yeah. Where someone might know you.
Yeah, it's like I gotta slow
is
down
it
now.
Police?
Getting closer.
Like, is it you're worried about a ticket or something?
I have no idea.
Everyone
I don't know
drives 90 when they're out there.
That's what I assumed. Yeah,
I think
but,
so.
Yeah, but you don't. Do you dial it back when you get towards near home?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a question. So, yeah. You know how you get out like on the 10 freeway or something and you're out in the middle of the desert, yeah. Right? And then there'll be those signs where speed checked by airplane.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Do
seen
you believe that,
that? I know. I've
has
always...
anyone gotten a ticket from a fucking
like,
airplane?
How would that even work?
I just feel like that's some bullshit to keep people thinking like, well, I haven't seen a cop in 2 hours, maybe.
I don't.
Maybe that crop duster is a
yeah, that's very is it Terminator that has little drones chasing you?
Oh.
I can't keep up.
Yeah. That's, I think it's
speed checked by drone.
Yeah. I've seen speed checked by radar, but I've never seen by airplane.
Yeah, it usually says like radar enforced by aircraft, I think is specifically what the sign
so
says.
So weird.
They've been around like 20-something years, I
know.
Feel like. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, is it, let me know anyone out there who's gotten a ticket from a fucking airplane. how does that even work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a parachuter coming down.
Right.
yeah. But no, Tony, I think I like that. I think that's everybody. I hadn't put it together that I do behave a little bit better once I'm like, all right, well, now I'm part of society again. I suppose I won't.
And let's do podcast pals product picks.
Podcast pals product picks.
Do you have one, Renee?
That's so good. Yes. The product works for me. I don't know if it'll work for everybody. I love the Virtue Unfrizz cream.
I don't even know this brand, Virtue.
The best. It's, I think you do. Jennifer Garner is their big spokesperson. Maybe.
I don't know if I do. I'm going to have to check it out.
I don't know. It makes your hair so soft. I don't know if it makes it look good. But
Virtue anti-frizz cream?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it.
Does it smell good?
It's fine. Okay. It just works really well.
Huh.
Which I like.
I have got to check this out.
All right.
And Tony, do you have one?
This will be very specific for anybody, but because I've been eBaying so much, if anybody else out there eBays, or maybe you have a little Etsy store or something, you do a lot of shipping, I bought a little thermal printer that prints labels to mail everything out.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Now, what's the difference between a thermal printer and a laser printer?
I don't really know, but the cool thing about it that I had no idea until I got it, you don't need ink.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. And so that's great. And it just spits out the label immediately. You peel it off, slap it on the package.
Wow.
Don't need tape or anything. It's great.
Wow. That's so nice. Can you print regular size things in it? Or is it just for labels?
I think it's specifically for labels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you have one, Daniel?
No.
Wonderful. What do you think if I do? Well, I can share a skincare thing. And this was all my skincare stuff I get from TikTok. The Ordinary glycolic acid, 7%. I think really any glycolic acid. I've now been incorporating that into my skincare routine. It is a gentle exfoliant. And I feel like since using it, like my skin is a little brighter. And I would say I do it like once or twice a week. The one I have is by The Ordinary, and we'll link it. And it was not expensive. That's my thing.
Those are good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try it. No, I won't. I'll try it once, and then I'll forget I have it. But
I do that with a lot of stuff. Yeah. Let's say hello. Oh. And you can get to all of these things. Renee's, Tony's, mine, Daniel's. Oh, wait.
Previous ones.
Yes, this is true.
They were all home runs, too, every single one of them.
Single one of them. By going to my Amazon shop, my Amazon storefront, and then there you can click on the thing that says Podcast Pals Product Picks or Guest Recommendations. I cannot remember how I labeled it. You can get to that by going to allisonslinks.com. It's where you get to all my links. People were tired of hearing me list all my links.
No, they're not. Do you know how many podcasts I have like stopped, taken a screen grab of, and be like, okay, all right, I'll go get it. The fact that it's all in one place, heaven. I can keep walking the dog because of it. I love it.
Ideal. AllisonsLinks.com. Thank you to the listener who made that. Let's say hello and welcome to the new Patreon people.
Allison wants to say thank you to a couple of special people out there. Sign up to be new patrons. Patreon.com/AllisonRosen.
Hello and welcome Michael Nesser, Jen O'Donnell, Coco, Laurel Linden, Melissa Simpson, Eileen Irby, Julie Gardner, Veronica G, K, just K, Kurt Johnson, Nicole Jordan, and Marilyn K.
Yay.
Hello, welcome. Thank you. You know, normally by now you would have heard me segueing left. Renee, do you remember how I used to be the queen of segues?
You were so good.
I know. Well, my segueer, my segue ness has lain fallow. It's gone rusty because my ads are thin right now. They're thin, a tumbleweed blew across my ad calendar. It's
okay.
Not great.
Okay.
But if you like the show, you can support it directly. I'm now relying on your direct support. And people are stepping up, and it is so nice to see. So thank you. And if you're not in a position to support the show financially, that is okay. I get it. But if you are, then patreon.com/AllisonRosen. It means the world to us. It allows the show to continue. And then also my Substack, AllisonRosen.substack.com. Check that out too. Renee, where might we find you?
I'm sure on TikTok, man. She's back. She's back, and she won't quit so long as the Vyvanse is in stock. at Renee Colvert on TikTok. That's it.
Wonderful. Shoot. Uh-oh. Which direction do I go?
Yeah.
Daniel. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I go Daniel. My head doesn't turn left, but now I'm remembering. What about you, Daniel?
Well, I don't know. Follow me at Daniel Quantz, wherever you can think to follow me, and maybe you'll get a hit. You know, I might start writing reviews on Letterboxd if I get my ass together. I'm feeling like maybe doing that. I'm on Duolingo. I'm on Instagram, Threads. Who knows what
else?
Are
you on TikTok?
I am. I've never TikToked. Okay. I can't think.
You should put this stuff on TikTok. They would lose their minds.
I can't think of
I just pointed to the fireplace.
What my use of TikTok is. Like, I can't quite
figure
that out.
Bring back the beans.
Yeah.
Post your crafts. Post your art. Yeah. They would lose their minds.
Yeah.
Just do like a little like 15-second video about it and then do the voiceover narration. I tried.
So I made another one. If you go and when you leave, there's another fireplace in the front. I made another fireplace this year, and I started to videotape that.
Yeah.
It is such a humongous pain in the ass to film yourself doing projects. Especially if it takes a long time, because you got to set it up, and then you got to move it around. And it's just like, I just stopped, so I don't know.
Okay. I think you could probably just show the final product.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people like the making of, but I could just show the final product. They'd be amazed. It just like tell me how you did it as you like show me the little things. Mm-hmm. Think about it, but every time I've seen anything you've ever done, I'm just like, how?
Well, you're so nice. All right, maybe I will.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you.
And Tony?
Just come see Motion City Soundtrack. End of May into June. We'll be all around the U.S.
I forgot to ask how the show with Sloppy Boys was. When you first arrived, I wanted to ask, and I'm like, no, I'm going to save it for the show. And then I saved it for the end of the show.
I'm used to it. It was fun. It was a good time. I didn't know until the next day Jordan Morris was there.
Ah.
And then I did remember. I was like, oh yeah, I think you told me you were gonna be there. And I just spaced. I don't remember anything anymore. But yeah, it was a good time. Lots of friends. Got to see lots of friends. Didn't see Jordan. But yeah, I think I don't think anybody else that any show regulars other than the Sloppy Boys were there. But yeah, it was a good time.
And Don't Stop?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I figured that was assumed.
Since you're in their band. Well, you know, people might forget.
Right.
Wonderful. You guys, thank you so much. This was so delightful. Renee, don't be a stranger. Listeners, thank you for listening. I love you. You matter. Goodbye.
Hey, do you know about the Allison Rosen Show? Time.